Off the ball.
Rugby.
There's a natural point, isn't there, after a World Cup where you look to refresh the group. We've got so much talent, so much potential coming through the Irish system, whether it be the WNTS, the Pathway, the Celtic Challenge, and the girls that are named fully deserving of their opportunity.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, Alan Quillen on the run-in in the United Rugby Championship and the continued improvement in Connacht's fortunes. Ireland look to add depth to their front row, and Jeff Parling apologises for his role in the TNT spat with Craig Doyle over the weekend. But first today, Alan Quinlan joined Cullen Buhig and Ger Gilroy on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast to look back at last weekend's action in the URC. Connacht edged out Ospreys 21-14 as the province made it 5 wins in a row for the first time since 2018, as they gave their Champions Cup qualification hopes a shot in the arm while delivering a hammer blow to the Welsh side's chances of breaking into the playoffs. And the former Munster and Ireland back row said that things can change very quickly as regards form.
It can change very, very quickly, Cullen. Connacht were, you know, really dreadful for probably the first 5 or 6 games. It looked like that, you know, they were falling off a cliff. Stuart Lancaster, to be fair to him, kept coming out saying, you know, very small margins. And you can see the improvements there. So we'll see in the next couple of weeks, because the run into the URC will determine where they're at. I think there's very strong evidence to say that Ulster are a different side than they have been the last couple of years. Connacht probably need a little bit more time. Their recent form has been very good, but at the start of the season and probably up to Christmas, they were, you know, very inconsistent.
They're 5 in a row now.
Yeah, which is much better than where they were. I think, you know, I remember Christmas or just after being over in the Dragons and being humiliated there, which... Around that period, you thought, what's going on here? So it can change quickly in the space of a couple of weeks, but it's about getting some consistency. But that point is pretty fair. Yeah. I think that you know, they are on the rise.
And that entire segment is available for you to listen back to now in your OTB Rugby podcast feed. And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday from 7:30 on the GoLad app and on YouTube. Meanwhile, Ireland are weighing up a move for Irish qualified Queensland Reds tight head Massimo De Lutis, with the report in Australia claiming the IRFU have stepped up their interest in the 22-year-old. The story was first broken over the weekend by Code Sports' Jamie Pandurum, who revealed that Irish rugby have been monitoring the uncapped Australia A prop, who has been branded in some quarters as Australia's strongest footballer after he benched over 200 kilograms in 2024. Deludis, who stands at 6'2" and tips the scales at 126 kg, has spent time in Wallaby camps under Joe Schmidt and qualifies for Ireland through family heritage. In fact, he was so well regarded in Aussie rugby circles that he was invited to train with the Wallabies prior to making his Super Rugby Pacific debut. Ireland's propping stocks have been under immense strain of late, with a raft of injuries forcing Andy Farrell to play musical chairs with his front row over the Six Nations. The RFU are understandably keen to add another prop card into the deck of the Irish system. Multiple reports in Australia state that the interest is genuine and accelerating. Deludis has only made limited appearances for the Reds, but his physical profile and age profile have made him a target for long-term development. A shift north would see him follow a growing group of Irish qualified players being scouted globally as the IRFU look to strengthen their depth at key positions. With Leinster's Tadhg Furlong, who's 33 years old, and Connacht's Finlay Beelam, who's 34, are perhaps reaching the twilight of their careers, establishing Ireland's next long-term tight head star is certainly a priority for performance director David Humphreys. Lions tourist Thomas Clarkson has emerged as the next cab off the rank, although he's still some way off the finished article. Munster, in particular, look likely stocked at tight head, with injuries hitting their options, so they could prove a likely landing place for Deludis. Samoa's Michael Alalatoa short-term deal is ending. John Ryan is nearing retirement. Roman Salanoa is out long-term, and Ollie Yeager is struggling for fitness. Their recent URC tour featured only 2 recognised number 3s, forcing inexperienced loosehead Kieran Ryan to cover a tight head.
And we were singing.
Would a 14-man Ireland team beat Wales?
Probably.
Depends which man.
13.
12. It narrows the game.
Would the 20s beat them?
No.
Third string Ireland team.
You'd give them a good chance of winning, wouldn't you? And we were singing hymns that
glorious land of my fathers, Archidano.
That is not the view from the dressing room. And it would be handy if those three lads wanted to tog out and be part of the Irish 13 that go on to take on those Welsh lads. But it's very good saying that in your fucking beautiful little studio, sitting on your ass, I think it really damages us.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
And we were singing a hymn.
Wales 18, Ireland 27. That's more like a Wales. That's more like it. You know? How three humble people in one country inspired an entire country, a different country, into improving. What an inspirational story that is.
Are we on commission?
Like a Wales. That's more like it. You know?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Leicester Tigers and head coach Jeff Parling on Sunday apologised after he used foul language and pushed TNT Sports presenter Craig Doyle over a segment where the broadcaster producer Liam McDevitt attempted a conversion while players were warming up. Parling was not happy with the interference at Villa Park before Saturday's Premiership Rugby clash with Gloucester, which Leicester lost 36-17. That's not on, Parling told Doyle after the latter asked if he would sign McDevitt. Parling then pushed Doyle and directed foul language at him before ordering the TNT staff off the pitch. Parling had said after Saturday's match that a TNT staff member had apologised to him. A former England international said on Sunday that it was not appropriate for the viewers to see the incident.
That is the one beautiful thing about living in France, just the habitual nature of just, let's call it the boulangerie for bread. It sounds simple, but you're living the high life, Ronan.
It's good now because it's just, you know, you get that kind of salivating feeling in your mouth at this hour of the morning when you know that the mixed grill is coming back that night, so you have the French bread. You superset that with the sausages and the bacon, the black and white pudding and the eggs from, it was Cork Airport this time actually. If you can get the full Irish with the French bread, it's a winner.
The Springboks have hired former England Scarlets and Ospreys staff member Joe Lewis as their performance analyst. The Welshman served as England's head analyst under Eddie Jones between 2017 and 2021 and has been senior analyst for the last 4 years under Steve Borthwick. Lewis, whose last game with England was a defeat to France in the Six Nations, becomes the second former ORFU employee to jump ship and join the Springboks after Felix Jones returned to the World Champions as defence coach after a short stint at Twickenham. Lewis joins the Springboks in time for another bumper year of test fixtures. The Springboks will kick off their 2026 campaign against the Barbarians in Port Elizabeth on Saturday the 20th of June before beginning the inaugural Nations Championship competition against England in Johannesburg, Scotland in Pretoria and Wales in Durban. They meet Argentina in Buenos Aires and the All Blacks in four tests in rugby's greatest rivalry tour in August and September. This will be followed by an away test against the Wallabies in Australia. The second leg of the Nations Championship kicks off in Europe at the end of the year with matches against Italy, France and Ireland before the finals weekend in London on the last weekend in November. Lions back row Tom Curry will miss Sale's make or break Champions Cup showdown with Harlequins this weekend. Sale director of rugby Alex Sanderson has confirmed Curry is still sidelined by the calf injury he picked up in the warm-up before England's Six Nations defeat in Italy 3 weeks ago and will not make Saturday's round of 16 trip to the Stoop. It is a blow for the Sharks, who will be without twin brother Ben, who will miss the rest of the season having undergone hamstring surgery. Sale's back row issues are such that they were forced to play hooker Nathan Jubilu at number 7 against Bath on Sunday, and he could line up again there against his former club in the European tie on which their season now rests. The Sharks also face an anxious wait over the availability of influential centre Rob Dupria, who went off early in the second half in the 31-26 defeat with a knee problem. It was their ninth league reverse of a disappointing domestic campaign. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Be back with more tomorrow.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.